There's a handout. It's topical this morning, so we have lots of scriptures. So just to make it easy on everybody, there's a handout. If you didn't get one, raise your hand. Steve has them. He'll give you one. And I'm pretty sure I got them in the right order that I'm going to look at them. So anyway, we'll begin with that Matthew 1 passage. Matthew 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, we pray now that you'd bless our time studying your word. Help us to understand, help us to believe, and help us to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. So, of course, that's the Christmas story. That's one of the accounts of it. There's another one in John. Mary and Joseph were a young Jewish couple, a betrothed couple, which for them was binding more than just an engagement. Mary was discovered to be pregnant, and not the usual way. It was miraculous pregnancy. Joseph doubted that, so an angel appeared to him and to encourage him to stay with her because her child was going to be the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And most of us know that story pretty well. That's how our Savior came into the world. But I want to focus today on the why. Why did he come into the world? And that's really the focus. It's verse 21, where it says, And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came to save from sin, so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to answer some questions about sin and about salvation. So the first question is, what is sin? When I was a youth pastor, for a little over eight years, we had a lot of kids from the neighborhood that would come, and they would always ask over and over about specific sins. They wanted to know, is this a sin? Is that a sin? If you do this, are you sinning? Is smoking a sin? Is swearing a sin? If I listen to this music, is it a sin? If I watch this movie, is it a sin? What if I lie, but I lie because of this? Just constant. Like, they just wanted to know all the lists of sins and all that kind of stuff. They wanted a list. And there are a few lists in the Bible. There's a few. There's not very many lists of sins. They're worth noting because they show what certain types of ungodliness are, things like that. And there's lists that will tell you what will keep you out of heaven if you keep practicing them. But the problem is a list alone doesn't tell you what sin is. There's tons of sins. You know, I think it was Thomas Edison said, you know, he figured out 1,000 ways to not build a light bulb and one way to do it. And so it's like that. But we need to understand what sin is in principle. It's helpful to do that. And so the English word sin that's translated into sin is from archery. It means missing the mark, meaning there's a target. There's something to aim for. There's something, you know, we're shooting for. And when you miss